Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning Siman Pei Beis, which tells us the halachos of Din Tsoa Yevesha, of dried up excrement. How do we view this in halacha? And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Tsoa Yevesha, dried up excrement, kol kach, it's so much dried up, shim yizrikena tisparech, that if you were to toss this, if you were to throw it, it would break up, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph says, into davka, peruch and dakin, into very small little pieces, so then such dried up excrement, harehi ka'ofer, it has the halachic status of being dirt and not excrement, and therefore umut likros connect, the one would be permitted to read the Shema or the other Dvarim Shebe Kedusha that we've been talking about in the presence of such dried up excrement, because it's really no longer excrement, it's so dried up. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber brings down one additional caveat, v'hu shelo yeh bareach ra, as long as it doesn't have any malodorous smell to it. If it's foul smelling, so then it's still considered excrement, even if it's very dried up. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, Avo l'shnayim u'l'shloshe, if it's broken up into just two or three larger pieces, not into a lot of little crumbling little pieces of dried up excrement, then lo mahani, then it still has the halachic status of excrement. What about during the cold in the winter? Bimei akar, in the winter, cold days, shatzoa nikreshes, where the tzoa becomes frozen, harbe ke'evin, so much so that it's like a rock, v'gam in magia oz mimena shum sircho, and when it's frozen like this, you don't smell any bad odor from it, so then the Magen Avraham is nistapik, he's not sure what the halacha is. Is it permissible to read Shema, ikshari likros kenegdo, or not? What are the two possibilities? Ibas or hashtaz lina, do we say you go out appearance of it right now, and right now it is frozen solid and it has no smell to it, so therefore it's considered not like tzoa. Or do we say, oh, a dayin shem tzoa le? Or do we say, no, it still has the name of excrement attached to it? Why? Kivin shechol alachso lekadmuso bismanachom. If you were to warm up the room, or if it became hot outside and the tzoa unfroze, so then it would be foul smelling and it would have the halachic status of tzoa. So you view it right now, even though it's frozen right now without a smell, as if it halachically is excrement. How do we paskin this? So the Shaar HaTzion brings down over here, the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion writes down the El Yerabba, the Magen Giborim, the Yishus Yaakov, the Derech Chayim, Chayodim, Shulchan Shlomo, Shagis Aryeh, all of these Achronim, Hiskimu Kulam Bezele Isser. They go to Chumra over here, and this is based upon the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is brought down in Dirshu footnote number 1, because of Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra. This is possibly excrement. Excrement is also Midaraisa to read Shema against it, so it's a Sofik. Is it or is it not considered excrement? So we go to Chumra. And therefore, va'af b'di'evet im korah, if you were to have read the Shema and then saw this frozen excrement over there, what should you do? It's after the fact. Nevertheless, tzorech lachzor v'likros kriyas Shema l'spala b'toras nedova. You do have to repeat the Shema or the Shemona Esrei, and when you repeat the Shemona Esrei, you're doing it as a toras nedova. For the Shema, there's no problem to repeat it again. It's like learning Torah if you weren't obligated, so it's no big deal. But the Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to repeat it if you've already been Yotzei. So over here, we're not sure, were you or were you not Yotzei? So we say, do it as a tfilas nedova. What does that mean? Dirshu footnote number 2 explains in a little bit more detail. This is a mimanu shach. We say, if I'm obligated over here in saying the Shemona Esrei, so then I'm saying it, no problem. Because the first Shemona Esrei I wasn't allowed to be Yotze with because there was Tzoa present. But if we say, in fact, it's not considered halachically Tzoa, this frozen excrement, so then I'm not obligated in Shemona Esrei. I was Yotze already in Shemona Esrei. So now when I say the Shemona Esrei, I'm doing it as a voluntary tefillah, a Toras Nedova, which is under these circumstances permissible. We normally don't allow a person to say a voluntary Tvilas Nedova, because you won't do it well. But here, where you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, maybe you have to say it, but maybe you don't. So then you say, if I have to say it, I'm saying it through the obligation, and I'm Yotzei that way. And if I already was Yotzei my obligation, then I'm saying it as a Tvilas Nedova. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Himatzoa tachas mayim krushim." If the tzoa is underneath frozen water, so then efshu the heavy kisui. This possibly is considered a valid covering, even though afal gav de mayim lo mahani, as we've learned already in Siman Ayin Vav. Even though water, if it's crystal clear and transparent, it's not muddied or dirtied or shaken up in a way that you can't see through it. If it's crystal clear water, transparent water, that doesn't count as a covering for tzoa. Nevertheless, over here, if it's frozen, mikol makom, geled ukfar, if it's frozen water, or if it's something like borod, the issue footnote number 4, he brings down that this kefar is like something like borod. It's hail that comes down frozen already, or a sheet of ice like geled. So yesh loma dahavi b'chlal v'chisisa, this would have, in fact, the status of covering up the tzoa. If you had a sheet of ice or something like borrowed hail covering up the tzoa, that would, in fact, be as if it was underneath a lantern, and that would be a perfectly good covering. Ubasar Hashtad Lina, and then we say you go right now, after its status right now, which is considered halachically covered up. Vitzoash in Iskasi Vishelik, if you have excrement that is covered up by snow, also Choshev Kisui, that's also considered a valid covering, as long as it's called Kama Shalonimcha Shelig, as long as the Shelig is still Shelig, it's still snow, and it hasn't been melted. Once it melts, then the Tzoa returns to its status of being uncovered Tzoa. He further brings down Kasa B'Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, Duadin Neged Meraglaim Krushim. The same halach applies if you have frozen urine. Gam kin yesh lahachmir shelo likros kinegdan, with machmir not to go read against it. However, v'tzorach iyim b'zeh, but this remains also unclear. It needs further investigation. The Ramah now says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim d'lo hevek ha'ofar, rak im nifreches ayde galila b'lo zrika. The Ramah qualifies the Mechaber, and he says, it's only considered if it's dried up, that it's considered no longer tzoa. It's considered dirt. That's only if it were to be broken up by rolling it, but not by throwing it. When you throw it, that's not proof positive that it is really truly dried up. If it breaks up, however, when you're rolling it, just by rolling it, so then that is considered that it's dry enough that the halachas that we've talked about above apply to this over here. And the Ramah concludes, L'chein Iker, this is in fact the way we paskin. The Bir Halacha in Dibra Masel V'chein Iker explains, Mashmizeh, we see from here, the Sfirulei, that this din is the Imra Inu Shenifrecho Ayde Galila. If we see that just by rolling this excrement, it would break up into little pieces, Dai Bozeh, that's sufficient, that it's no longer called excrement. Bein tzarech lachosh dilma lohisu nefreches ayde zrika. We don't have to be concerned that if you were to throw it, it wouldn't break apart. If it breaks apart by rolling, then certainly it would break apart by throwing it. And this no longer has a status of excrement. It has a status of dried up dirt. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Mei raglayim, urine, shenivlu b'karka, somebody urinated onto the ground, and the ground has absorbed the urine. At what point do we say the urine is no longer there? Im hayu martiv in hayad, if you put your hand to the ground and your hand would get wet, you'd feel the moisture there, also likros kinegdom, then it would be forbidden to read against such urine. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'yeshomim de'eno asur, the Ramah is more lenient and he says, there are those opinions that say that it's not yet asur, just because your hand becomes wet by touching it, it still wouldn't be considered urine, it would be considered already absorbed into the ground, unless rak betofeach amenas latfiach, if it were to wet your hand and then your hand touched something else, it would make the other thing wet. Not that you just felt the moisture on your hand, but if your hand touched something else, it would be dry. But if your hand has enough moisture on it that it touches something else, that it would make that item wet as well, then that's considered that the urine hasn't been absorbed in the ground. But if you were to touch the ground, and while your hand feels the moisture there, but your hand were to touch something else, it would be dry, then that's not considered urine anymore. That's considered that it's totally absorbed in the ground. And the Ramah concludes, Yesh lismoch al zeh, one can rely upon this more lenient opinion. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it's absorbed into the karka, the same thing would apply. He says, Obebegin, if somebody was wearing an undergarment or some sort of clothing and the urine is absorbed in it and then it's dried, so at what point is it called dried that it's no longer urine there? So that's the machlokas, the same thing as if it's absorbed into the ground. Sivkot and Gimu, lahatfiyach, what does that mean? It makes your hand wet. Pirush, yeminiach yodo alev, if you put the hand on the ground or on the garment. Mala lachos ba, you would feel the moisture in there. Shim yanichena al dover acher mekabel minu lachos, and so much moisture is in your hand that if you were to touch something else, the other thing would notice the moisture. The moisture would be transmitted from your hand to the other item. That's called tofeach almanas latviach. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'meinu lachem kolkach, if it's not that moist, mutter, according to the Ramah, we don't have the more stringent opinion of the Mechaber, we can rely upon the opinion of the Ramah, as we said. V'yesh lismach hazeh sivkot n'dalad, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Ramah, saying that we can rely upon this, and in fact, the chein haskomas kol achronim, dafka tofeach almanas latviach. In fact, the achronim agree with this more lenient position of the Ramah, and if there is not enough wetness that you would wet something else by touching it, then it's not called that it's still urine. But if it is wet enough that if your hand were to touch it and your hand then touched something else, the other item would get wet, then it has the halachic status of being urine. And just like with tzoa, as we've explained previously, you distance yourself from it for amos. Umikomakum, the Mishnah adds, Kivon She'enam Ba'en, since it's not really present, Rak She'bluin B'karko Be'beged, it's not really extant by itself, it's immersed in the ground or in the garment, Ein Tzarech Lishpoch Aleim Revius U'Kuliyama. You certainly don't have to pour on it a full revius of water to nullify it. It would be sufficient, Elodai, Shavi Aleim Rak Ma'at Min Ma'at Mayim, She'en Behem Gam Kein Rak Tofeach, Aminas Latviach V'Shari. If you only put on it a little bit of water, that would be adequate in this situation to be Mevatel this urine. And he says, Ayin Le'el B'Simen Ayin Zayin B'Mishnah Brewer for further discussion of these dinim. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down that we pointed over there that we passing like the Chacham Tzvi, Shemei Raglayim, Shem Pachos Mirvius, Ein Tzarech Levatlam Mirvius Mayin, Eladai Berov Mayim. If you have just this Tofeach Amanas Latviach amount of urine over there, a very small amount, then you don't need a Revius, you just need a very small amount of water to nullify it, and that would be adequate. This concludes Simen Pei Beis. And now we go to Simen Pei Gimel. Dine beis hakisei b'kriyashma. What about a bathroom? No longer specifically excrement that we've been talking about for the last number of shirim, but now you have a place that's designated as a bathroom. What is its halachic status in regards to reading the kriyashma? And the Mechaber writes, Osu likros kineged beis hakisei yoshon. A person is not permitted to read the shema opposite a bathroom that is yoshon, which means it's previously been used as a bathroom, not one that's just designated to be used as a bathroom. That's something that we'll see later on. But this was a bathroom that was a bathroom already. It has been used as a bathroom. Afilu pinu mimenu atzoa. Even though there's no excrement in it right now, one is forbidden to read the Shema or say any Dvarim Shebekdusha in such a room. Mishnah Brurah in Sivkot Nalef writes, Rotsa lomar, lefonov, even if this bathroom is in front of you, kimlo einov, as far as you can see, or uliachro of Dalet Amos, if it's within Dalet Amos from behind you, you're not allowed to go and say the Shema there. And that's even if it doesn't have a foul smell to it. The Yesham Reach Ra, if it does have a foul smell to it, Tzarech Dalet Amos Mimokom Shekolo HaReach, then you have to distance yourself an additional 4 hours from where the bad odor dissipated. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Brurah writes, Pinu Mimenu, this is true, even if this old bathroom, this bathroom that has been previously used as the bathroom, has no tzoa in it right now, you've removed the tzoa from it, Pinu Mimenu, the Surah Min HaTorah, the Mishnah Brurah says, this is an issa from the Torah, Kivan Shazeh HaMoko Mikvar Darko Lius Motzo, because this place had tzoa in it in the past, and therefore, Ein Zeh Machanecha Kodosh, it's also Min HaTorah, to reach Shmadeh, because it's not a clean encampment. Therefore, the Mishnah Brurah says, Alkein, Im Nistabik Lo Im Hubesaki Seh Yoshan HaKod. If you're not sure if this bathroom has been used previously, or it's just designated to be a bathroom, but it's never been used, as little l'chumra, we go here l'chumra, kidin kol sofik tzoa, le'el b'simen ayin vov sifsayin, as we've already learned previously, because this is a sofik d'arais, and we go l'chumra. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yorah li, it appears to me, dahainu, this din is true, kishein lo mechitzos. This is if you have the bathroom that has no walls surrounding it. But if it has, aval yesh lo mechitzos, if it does have walls surrounding this bathroom, afal pi sheyesh bo tzoa, even though there is tzoa inside the bathroom, korei kinegdo, then one would be allowed to read in eyesight of this bathroom with the mechitzos, because you're looking only at the mechitzos, v'ein ochoshesh, and you don't have to be concerned, im ein magia lo rechra. And this is perfectly acceptable as long as there's no foul smell. If you always have a foul smell, so then that's always a concern. However, here, you have a mechitza around the bathroom, so the bathroom itself is visible, but only blocked by the mechitza, so you're only seeing the mechitza, that would be acceptable as long as you don't have a foul smell. The Mishnah Brurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, Kishein l'mechitzos, for example, Kamo Achori Agor, there it's behind the fence, or Achori Abatim, or behind houses. They didn't necessarily have indoor bathrooms. So you went outside, and you went behind the fence, you went behind the walls of a house, and there are no mechitzas around this area. Even if this wasn't previously designated, for being a bathroom, here, since this is commonly used for a bathroom, it has the halachic status of a bathroom. Raya, and we can see a raya to this, what we learned in Simen Membeis, where it said over there, in the name of various poskim, Dimdarko Tomid Lotzor Tfilin Bahasudar, when a person wraps up his tfilin and he is customary to put it in some sort of a kerchief, also Lishtamish Botashus Acher Kilu Asmina, then one is forbidden to go and use this kerchief now for some other type of an activity that would be a debasement of this kerchief, something that is a lower kedusha than putting in the tefillin, because even though you didn't designate it as such, it's essentially being used as such, and therefore that makes it into a casing or a sack for the tefillin. And so to over here, this bathroom area outside the house, outside the fence, is halachically a bathroom. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it does have mechitzos, what are we talking about? Nira the Ayreb b'magios l'oretz, that the mechitza goes all the way down to the ground. Oh, al kaponim, ad pachos mishlosh tvachim, somuch l'oretz, the amrin lavod. It has to go all the way to the ground, or at least within three tvachim of the ground, because if it's within three tvachim of the ground, we have a halachic principle, halachal moshe misinai, called lavod, that says we view it as if it's extended all the way to the ground, and this is a valid mechitza. Because if you don't have this, the lav hachi, also l'das rav haigon, if you didn't have it going all the way down to the ground, or at least within three tefachim of the ground, this would not be acceptable according to Rav Haigon. And this is brought down in the Beis Yosef in Siman Pei Zayin, Ayin Shom. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ein Magia, the smell doesn't reach you, so then the mechitza is effective. If you can smell it, even though there's a mechitza over there, then also you're not allowed to say any Dvarim Shebekdusha or Kriyashma within the distance of the smell, until you distance yourself at least 4 amos from where the smell dissipated, as we've said already many times. And then, as long as you distance yourself 4 amos from where the smell ended, even though you can still see the bathroom, but since it has a mechitza around it, it's not a problem. Now the Mechaber says this is true, even if the Mechitza doesn't go up 10 Tfachim, as is pointed out by the Beis Yosef. However, many Achronim disagree with this. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubegvoas asori, if it is 10 tefachim tall, yesh menachronim shesovim kavasi." There are those that agree with this over here. However, v'harbi menachronim shecholchin gam bazeh. But there are those that say even 10 tefachim, there's a problem over here. Why? The time of the reasoning is the sfiru they hold the kivan da mechitzos miyuchados likabel tzoa. Since these mechitzos over here are essentially there to collect the tzoa, to keep it behind the mechitza, so these mechitzos kimo tzoa dainin luhu. We view the mechitza itself as if it's tzoa, ukegraf shori, like a chamber pot or a urinal, as we've learned previously in Siman Pei Zayin, and the osu afilu ein boei achra. And in front of a urinal or a chamber pot, even if it doesn't have a foul smell to it, you're not allowed to say kriyashma. So too, these mechitzas over here have the halachic status of a kegraf shori according to these poskim. And this is, in fact, Divrei Agra in his parish, Bivir Agra. He holds like this. Shadaito lahachmer b'zeh. One should be machmer on this. V'chein b'prima godim v'terech hachayim and many other shar harbei achronim zmanenu. Many other contemporary to the Mishnah Berurah. Contemporary achronim hold like this. They all machmir usfiru d'tzorch lahachik mechitzos dalad amos ulafon of kolo eid of. One has to distance himself at least 4 amos of such a mechitza if he's not facing it, and if he's facing it, it can't be in his eyesight, in his vision. Afilu pinu mimenu atzoa. This is true certainly even if the tzoa has been removed from it, ve'ein bo reach ra, and it doesn't have a foul smell. If the tzoa is there and it has a foul smell and you can smell it, then all the laws that we've talked about in the last couple of days certainly apply. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be careful. One should be careful not to daven in front of a bathroom, even though it's closed off because of this din. The actual liros atzoh shabo, and you can't see the tzoh inside, but the mechitz itself is a problem. One makes the sukkah outside. He should make sure it shouldn't be that the opening to the sukkah is also directly opposite from a bathroom. Because when it's open, does yet tzorich lizorbas the eish who medaber divrei Torah shah divrei kedusha? You wouldn't be allowed to say divrei Torah or dvarim shel kedusha if the doors were open. Likewise, if there's a bathroom outside your house through a window, and you can see this bathroom, you shouldn't speak Divrei Torah when you can see this through the open window. Under extenuating circumstances, one could rely upon the more lenient opinion as long as you don't smell the foul smell, because it's a svek sveka. Maybe the mechitzas are mechitzas over here, and maybe we paskin that it's a separate reshus, and therefore it's not a problem. And certainly the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you close your eyes, that would be good according to everybody. Finally, he says, that which we hold, that we're machmir on the mechitzos over here, to treat them as tzoa, that's only if they were mechitzas specifically built for the bathroom. But if they were mechitzas that were also serving another function in the house, even though it's also functioning as a mechitza for the bathroom, this is not a problem. You could read right next to it, because it's not specifically designated just for the bathroom, and it doesn't have the halachic status of tzoa, and this concludes today's shir.